This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
So good to be here. Third hour, AW. That means what? What time is it, everybody? It's AW time, Auto World time. I'm your host, Mark Evans. What a pleasure to have you join me in the newsroom this week. That's right. I walked down the hall, got out of the greasy garage studio, went to the newsroom, couldn't get in. The first hour, you'll probably hear me talking about that. We had to get a bigger pry bar. The boys didn't want to let me get in here. And I finally got in, and I know why. Now they didn't want me to get in here because the stupid seat that I'm sitting on, it's got a whole bunch of cracks. The leather needs to be reupholstered. I'm going to have to call my automotive upholstery friend and see if I can't get him to reupholster this newsroom seat. Man. Anyway, hey, good to be here with you. I'm glad you're taking your time out of your life to climb into the cockpit with me here in Auto World for the third hour and basically say goodbye to an hour of your life. With me! Hey, I'm honored. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, the third hour of Auto World, oh yeah, we got so much to get to, not only news, but I've got an Auto World tip coming your way on the menu. That's right, we take this hubcap. It's kind of wet and juicy right now because it's, well, it just is. Got a little oil in there. I put a little oil in there because I don't like things rusting up. But we take that little hubcap, and it's our platter, and we call that our platter, and we put everything we're going to do each and every hour in it, and then we, you know, say, okay, let's get the third hour hubcap in here and see what's on the menu. The menu, just like a restaurant. Well, oh, that steak, that hamburger, that lettuce. Oh, that salad bar. Oh yeah, avocados, my favorite. Popcorn, though, is my favorite while we're doing the show, of course. Hopefully you're sitting back, relaxing. Of course, you might. You go ahead and take the mask off. COVID-19 is not in the auto world right now. You might want to put some safety glasses on. Of course, a breath mint, please. I don't want to smell that bad breath. And steel-toed boots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your coupons never expire right here in this auto world. Absolutely. I accept your coupons from here on out. With that said, auto world. If you just barely tuned in, we've got some new affiliates out there, of course, which are radio stations. And thank you for taking Auto World. Because I could never have enough friends. More friends you have, the better off life is. And, of course, two heads are better than one when it comes to repairing and fixing cars and information concerning Auto World. News to reviews to why should I do it? Why should I sell it? Should I keep it? Do I do this? My neighbor did this. Do I do what my neighbor did? And there's so many questions. What's that smell? What's that leak? What's the... what is leaking underneath that area? Mark, I have folks that's got a painted garage with those little fine speckles, pretty blue-gray speckles in their painted garage. They send me over a picture on their cell phone, of course, text it over to me a lot. They say, hey, look, it's leaking right here. That's how big the drops are. And so that helps, you know, a technician, a mechanic, basically find out and fix your automobile. Because we got to communicate at all times. Sometimes you don't understand the technicians. I know that because it's called mechanic jargon, and you're not in this world. Well, each and every week, if you join into Auto World, I'm going to teach you the mechanic jargon so you can talk their lingo, the technicians and mechanics lingo, all the way down to the new car dealerships and the used car dealerships. That's right. I kind of unveil and debut a lot of things here with words to help you with your auto world. That's why you're here today, and I'm glad you are here. So I dig into my head each and every week. It's something that I prefer to say, okay, I need to talk about this to teach our listeners, our friends, our relatives out here, our charter members something each and every week about their auto world. So with that said, Axelrod Alex, he is behind the board, and that board is called the GCN 2800 Mixer Machine. Yeah, that 2800. That's that machine that he's behind to take your call. It's, I think it's 35 feet long by 22 feet wide. He's hanging there, ready to take your call and make you sound good when you call in. The number here since 1992 is 855-660-4261. Now, my email has never changed, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I've had that email since back in 1995, actually. So it's been with me forever. And what we do with the email, folks, you can email me anytime. So if you're listening on a delayed station, no problem. When you call in, now you think you might have a problem because no one's answering. Don't get mad. Be glad. Yeah. And that means that you can always reach me with email. Okay? AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And if you ever want to go back and listen to something that I did say the first, second hour that you didn't get to listen to, or you want to, I'm sometimes, you know, sounding, well, sometimes I just talk a little fast and it sounds like a train going down the tracks too fast. And that means you got to go to Auto World Podcast. Google it, please. Auto World Podcast, right on the top. Very proud of that. Very, very proud. DuPont Registry said Auto World Podcast was the number one podcast for automotive. Thank you. I don't know what to say. I know that I've got bumps all over my arms right now, and I'm feeling warm. So I do appreciate that. So you can always go back, Auto World Podcast, listen to the shows from the archives, and you also can see a picture of myself. And like I said, I think the first hour I said something about a battery blown up, and yes, I had a clutch fan blade go through a hood. I felt the wind from the blade, but I never got touched. Another thing, too, so you can go to Facebook, Mark Evans, and Facebook, Auto World Radio. You'll love those old crashes, movies we're putting on there, and ads and stuff, and you're welcome to add, too. Do appreciate that. Instagram. Oh, yeah. Now, the third hour, also, as I shared with the first, second hour, folks, third hour, all of you are going to see what that picture is on my Instagram account, my Facebook account. It's that horse. And I said something, a picture of a horse looking right at you. You could reach out and touch him. Well, horses and cars. There's a new car company in town, huh? Yeah, Churchill. Churchill Capital. This hour we're going to give you a little bit more touch and taste and a little bit more news on that. Find out what they're looking at. Basically, they're going to buy Lucid Motors, an EV car company that is basically a luxury car company. But we're going to talk money. We're going to give you some more information about the Lucid Motor Company this third hour. Also, that's coming up. But also through this third hour, I'm going to be talking about one word to help you. Chemicals. Do you? Yes, do you in the summertime? You folks who have the lawn, the green grass. And you folks down in Scottsdale, Phoenix area in the warm climates, the Florida folks listening right now, I know you've just got rock out there where we here, West Coast, Midwest, we have grass that we have growing in, of course, those months it's warm and the sunshine comes out and we've got grass growing. Well, do you use chemicals on that lawn? And you folks in Scottsdale, Florida in the warm climates, I bet you use maybe some chemicals on those plants inside your house, huh? Yeah? Called fertilizer? Well, I decided that, in fact, I finally realized after 40-plus years of doing this auto repair and been on radio for early 90s, many, many years, sharing that, see, I got a wrench in one hand here, microphone in the other. Well, I decided when I walk out into the greasy garage, I smell things. Good or bad? Well, what do I smell? A little bit of radio smell here. I'll give it to you. Let's get right into the chemicals. Why not? Because it's going to be, well, something that you're going to learn about chemicals for your automotive world, your auto world that you're in, and to help you. And some other things that might not help you. I just realized when I went out into the greasy garage, boy, does it smell. Oh, my God, does it smell. What's it smell like? It's kind of like the smell you get when you go into the dentist office. Ugh. Ugh. That's the last place we want to go, I found out. In fact, the report says, yes, I look at those stats too. All of us, the last place we want to go and spend our money is where? The dentist. Well, who's the second on the list? Oh, I'm so honored. a mechanic, a repair shop. We're going to come back. We're going to take you right into the belly of the repair shop. Chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, grab some more popcorn, Reese's Pieces, and Hershey Bar, and we'll be right back, right here on Auto World.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at. Go on, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
hope they're not eating popcorn with butter on their fingers because the steering wheel is going to be a little greasy. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. And here, the third hour, I forgot to put the open sign up. What is wrong with me? Let me get my impact gun here. There we go. Four screws. You know, we might need a couple more screws in that open sign. I got to let everybody know that we're open. There we go. Okay. I keep forgetting to do that. Sorry about that. We are open. Oh, I forgot one more thing, though. That I forgot the on-air light. Let's turn that on-air light on. There it is. She's electrified. We're going. We've got to get that thing fixed because I'm sitting here. That neon's not looking too good. We're live. We're on the air. We're with you each and every week here on Auto World from the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, live. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thank you for climbing into the cockpit with me in the newsroom this week. Yes, why? Because a lot of news this week here on Auto World. Each and every week, you never know what's going to come down the exhaust pipe to us. And, of course, as I mentioned in the first hour, we've got the 57 Chevrolet, and we're bringing everything out of these four tubes out each side. They're called zoomies, shooting some flames. Oh, yeah, flamethrowers. If you want to see what that 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup I have, it's got a lot of patina on it, go ahead. Go over to Facebook, Mark Evans. Go over to Facebook, Auto World Radio. I believe you'll see the 57 Chevrolet in my photos. If you're not a friend, I'll friend you, and you can take a look at some photos of the flamethrowing 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup. Oh, yeah. We're getting ready to put a big V8 in that baby with a blower on the top of it. Might as well. It's a sleeper. I'm giving too much out now. Okay, you got to go over and look at it. Anyway, welcome back. You are the star of Auto World each and every hour, and so please interrupt me. How to do that? Since 1992, the phone number has been and will still stay 855-660-4261. My email, that we're going to share some of your emails this hour with you, and if you'd like to have me share your email, or if you need me to help you, email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I did just get an email in that sparked something. I thought about this years ago, and I just never did it, so we might be thinking about this again. Actually, might be warming up. The website for Auto World is now up, autoworldmedia.com. Go over and take a look. You'll see some photos of me, and you'll notice you'll see what I look like. And we're going to be adding to that, of course, for you. And I just, again, this email that just came in gave me a little bit of a reminder about cars that are for sale, cars that want to be for sale. So if you're thinking about maybe that might be a new segment here for Auto World, to help each and every one of you sell your car. How do I do that? Well, we're going to figure it out. We're going to get right back to you, and we're going to maybe do that, because I just had an email come in about a car that is for sale, a 63 Cadillac Series 62 Cadillac. It's a 1963, and it's a convertible. Oh, yeah. So I don't want to, we'll fine-tune it. We'll get her down to, because I don't want to... you know, throw your number out, your phone number or your Visa card number or your address, but we'll figure it out. Maybe we can do an email. You could probably, if you've got a car for sale, you could probably go like this gentleman, email me, let me know the stats and numbers and send me some photos. And also, I definitely want to endorse it. That means I do not, if you've got a, I'll just tell you how it is. If you got a car that isn't worth endorsing, it's not worth selling, I think you should just drive it to the junkyard, boneyard, recycle yard. Then I'll tell you that. We're not going to air it, okay? So, because there's a lot of cars for sale, but, oh, a 1963 Cadillac Series 62 convertible, white, red inside. Now, that sounds tasteful. I can almost smell it and taste it. Anyway, oh, my goodness sakes alive, I tell you. So we'll get that down and maybe help you sell some cars here on Auto World. That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Yeah, why not? I mean, wait a minute. Somebody's at the door here at the studio. The newsroom. I had to use pry bars to get in the newsroom. Oh, it's delivering Dotson David. Delivering Dotson David just delivered. Thank you. Delivering Dotson David. He's always out there delivering some new news to us, and he just brought it in. Close the door, please, there on the newsroom. Yeah, I know. I bent the door to get in here. We got to get this seat all fixed. We got cracks in the seat. Anyway, delivering Dotson David. Get out. Thanks for the news. What did delivering Dotson David give us? He's got best-selling Audi receives Sportback treatment.
What?
Yeah, the 2021 Audi Q5 Sportback and SQ5 Sportback gets a new Sportback look with powerful and progressive look, chisels, cut, coupe-like design. Tailoring offered brings elevated design and increased sportiness over the SUV model. I work on a little bit of those Qs. Those are nice cars. Well, Audi today, in fact, announced two all-new versions of its bestseller, and that's the Q5. Recently refreshed, the Audi Q5 model line, the 2021 Q5 Sportback and SQ5 Sportback. The arrival of these new variants will bring customers to an expressive coupe design to an SUV with a high level of everyday usability. And the Sportback variants maintain benchmark setting services, including new MIB3 entertainment center. Oh my gosh, a heads-up display. If you folks don't know what a heads-up is, that means that you're going to have some information up on the windshield. You can see right through it, like a hologram. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. And they're going to actually have a complete virtual cockpit, full digital instrument cluster in the heads-up display. Now, that's new. That's period. That is all new. Now, throughout the life of Auto World, we've always seen this heads-up with speedometer up there. It's a little hologram. In your windshield, you can look right through it, so you don't have to look down. Why did they do that? Why do you need it? Well, hey, when you're in a Q5 Audi or another vehicle that goes over 100 miles an hour, you really want to take your eye off the road? I think not. That's why the heads up is right there in the line of sight. No eyeballs need to be moving down. So you can see if your all-time record is 130, 140, 150. Do I hear 170? Speed limit, that is. Anyway, Audi Q5 Sportback. They're cutting it back, making it look like a coupe instead of a square box. Okay, I'll say it. Suburban. Well, the Suburban's really not a box anymore. Well, a little bit more in a box than the Audi SQ5. Good cars. Ah, yeah. In fact, talking about the Q5, I do have clients that have the Q5s, and some of you that have the A4s, A6s, etc., you know there's no dipstick. Yeah, the dipstick under the hood, not behind the driver's wheel. I'm talking about underneath the hood here now. The dipstick is electronically controlled through the dash on the display. Some of you complained to me about that. Some of you asked me to call the manufacturer and the dealer to get a dipstick for your Q5 because you don't really trust the electronics. And so with that said, once you start up a Q5, A4, etc., it has to drain down quite a bit before the electronic display on the dash gives you the right reading. We're going to take a little short break, a little secret sauce from all of our sponsors, including the local sponsors that you're listening to. We'll be right back here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden has said he wants to get 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccine administered during his first 100 days in office. The administration admits that's a steep challenge, with incoming White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain saying Sunday it will take some time to turn around. but former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb thinks the Biden plan is achievable. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that he thinks an all-of-the-above approach could work.
Yeah, I think they will hit that 100 million mark. I think the issue is going to become demand. I think they're going to have the supply in place and the distribution in place to do that. Right now, 30 million doses have been shipped to the states. About another 15 will be made available to the states as of this Tuesday, and 5 million have been ordered by the states but not yet shipped. So that's a total of 50 million doses. And it was a very small bolus. I think the plan that the new administration put out makes a lot of sense. It's sort of an all-of-the-above approach.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, hey, you, oh, get into my car. It's you, oh, get into my car.
Yes, you can get into my car because I have a warranty. We're covered. I've got a warranty, so don't worry about it breaking down. What? Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along each and every day and week that you're listening. Folks, you're the star of the show. I do appreciate that again. Welcome into the newsroom of Auto World Plaza, live from Boise, Idaho. Good to have you along. Hey, a little trivia. Why not, huh? Oh, 1963. Good year. Remember that year? Well, some of you might be too young. You don't remember that year because you weren't born. Well, back in 1963, Chrysler introduces the first 5-year, 50,000-mile warranty covering engine and powertrain parts. In 1963, Chrysler introduces the first 5-year, 50,000-mile warranty. What in the world were they thinking? I had no idea that this word warranty went back that far. 1963. And you think about that, those 60s cars, they didn't even, well, they had seat belts, but we didn't use them. Did we? No. 1963. We never used the airbags either. Because there was no airbags. No knee airbags. No side curtain airbags. No steering wheel airbags. No passenger airbag by the glove box. Yes, I did say it, knee, with a K. K-N-E-E. Ford pickup, I believe, was the first. Well, Ford was the manufacturer that first brought out knee airbags. What do I do now? I salute the manufacturers and the safety of airbags. Thank you. Because I know for a fact that that Chrysler, that 63 Chrysler Imperial, oh, it reminds me of the movie Christine. Christine, that car that was called Christine. The steering wheel shaft was a spear. Not anymore, folks. It's the airbag protection with powder to boot. Saves lives. I'm very honored to talk about it. I was on Rusty Humphrey's show, his radio syndicated show. He interviewed me, and we talked about airbags. Quite interesting, because I gave out the history of the airbags. And the airbags were with us since back in 1942. They've been here a long time. They just haven't been in the cars, because it took that many years to figure it out to make sure that it was safe for all of us. Okay, with that said, let's get to the chemical word here on Auto World, the third hour. As you know, well, do you know what time it is? Everybody here in all the rows are saying it's AW time. Yeah, it's Auto World time, AW. AutoWorldMedia.com. Well, before we get to the Auto World tip, I want to finish up and talk about these chemicals. As I stated earlier, I was in the greasy garage the other day thinking, boy, it sure smells really bad in here. I mean, bad in the aspect, it didn't smell like a dentist's office, didn't smell like a doctor's office, didn't smell like a hospital, of course. It smelled like a greasy garage. I can't change that. I'm sorry about that. Why? Because there's chemicals all over the place. Chemicals in cans, chemicals in 5-gallon buckets. They have a lid on them. We have, the OSHA is for talking about safety. Everybody comes by and says, oh, do you have a first aid kit, box, fire extinguisher? Safety, safety, safety. Yes, 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 and yes. Well, let's talk about the chemicals. So they've changed a lot. Yes, the MSD forms, and I dropped a letter there, of course, not purposely. But anyway, we've got to have those forms available so everybody can read them when they want to read them. So here's a few things that you might want in your garage, your Auto World garage or your apartment or your carport or just even underneath the kitchen sink for your car. Let's start at number 10. Number 10, let's first off start with cleaning the floor underneath that carport, cleaning the floor in your garage. What's a good chemical? These chemicals are, they're useful and they're not going to hurt anybody. First thing is, I want to clean your floor. I want to get all the oil spots up with ZEP, ZEP, ZEP. Just look for ZEP, Industrial Purple Cleaner. It's the best, folks. That's what we use here in the Greasy Garage, professional cleaner. You can get at the big box stores. Won't mention any names. I want you to go to the big box stores and look for ZEP Industrial Purple Cleaner. And I recommend buying the 1-gallon container that's concentrated. That makes 25 gallons of great cleaning. My wife actually uses that. We dilute down some in a plastic spray bottle, and yes, it's used around inside the house. Not only in the Greasy Garage, but in the house. It works. About $11 for 1 gallon. That makes 25 gallons. Number 9. Oh, back to that brand, ZEP, ZEP 45 NC. Just look for ZEP 45 NC. What is that? Penetrating lubricant with Teflon. And that's how it reads on the can. Penetrating lubricant with Teflon. That is like that white grease that sprays out of a can. It's an aerosol can. It sprays, and that's something you can use not only in your cars, in your Auto World, for your driver's door hinge, your driver's door latch, by the way. When's the last time you lubed it? But I do know you all do lube your garage door wheels, don't you? 45 NC, penetrating lubricant with Teflon. Number 8. Oh, this is where we use it in the greasy garage, too. We can't get a bolt loose, nut loose. Yep, that loose nut sitting behind the steering wheel. Anyway, PB Blaster. PB Blaster, folks. It takes rusty nuts, bolts, breaks them loose quick, fast, easy, more efficient than anything. Even with that garbage disposal underneath that kitchen sink, you just couldn't get that nut loose, could you? Get some PB Blaster. Hard to break loose, not anymore with PB Blaster. Works good. Okay, you want your engine compartment. Let's get back into the Auto World and get out away from there underneath the sink. You want your engine compartment clean, huh? What's the best way to do it? I've been asked this many times. Again, Gunk, G-U-N-K is the brand, the name Gunk, G-U-N-K, Engine Bright, Gunk Engine Bright, spray foam in a can. Open the engine. Do not do this when the engine's hot. I want you to open it up, get the engine cold by just letting it sit. Let it relax like we are right now here as you're sitting there with your feet up on the table drinking your hot tea or your coffee or your favorite drink. Yes, relax. Let the engine relax. Go out, spray Gunk Engine Bright on it, and it won't hurt the wires, won't hurt the connections, won't eat up anything.
You will not destroy. It will start, by the way, after you spray it, and then you need to rinse it off. Oh, Mark, I put my hose away for the winter. You did? Oh, okay. No hose needed. What? You got a 5-gallon bucket? No. Go get one. I think the big box stores, some of the parts stores actually have them, and sometimes they even give them to you. Go to the kitchen sink, put some hot water in there, and just pour that all over that where you sprayed the gunk engine, right? And you got yourself a good-looking engine compartment. And I, on another show, we're going to talk about why we want to keep the engine compartment clean. Keep the oil, the grease, and stuff out and down and out of there. Okay? That's for another show, another time. Now, number six on the list, belt dressing. What? Belt dressing. Oh, yeah. You know that leather belt you put around your waist, guys, and you tighten it up real tight? Oh, no, not that belt. Talking about the serpentine belt. Well, back in the day, the old cars, we had V belts. They were cut like a V, and they went into the V pulleys, and now we have serpentine flat with all those ribs. Oh, well, guess what? All those ribs you got 6 to 8 ribs. Those are V-cut, believe it or not. If you look at them real close, you've got not one V-belt like the old 60s cars, 70s cars, 80s cars, 90 cars, but you've got 2020, 2021, 2022 coming your way pretty soon. Serpentine belt is squalling, and it not only uses the 6 to 8 V's in the underneath part, but you got the idler pulleys on the backside, the flat part of the belt that's trying to work too. And you get that chip, 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 chip. Is there a bird in here? No? Okay. Good. So, belt dressing? I don't really recommend belt dressing. And if you do want to use belt dressing, okay. Permatex is the brand. Permatex. But let's stop there. Remember I promised you that I would save you money here on Auto World each and every week? I'm going to save you money. Don't buy belt dress. Don't buy the Permatex belt dressing. I want you to put automatic transmission fluid on a rag and just rub it on the belt. We'll be right back with more something about chemicals? Yeah!
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With us, folks, here on Auto World, each and every week. Thank you for taking your time out of your life, your busy life, to come in to climb into the cockpit with me. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World. This week, from the Auto World newsroom with a cracked seat that I've got to get fixed. Anyway, hey, welcome back, and good to have you here. Heard on the Genesis Communications Network, of course, GCNLive.com. Again, a little housekeeping. I want you to make sure that if you want to ever go back and listen to the archives, go to Auto World Podcast. Google it, Auto World Podcast. You'll see a photo of me. I know there's the one there that General Motor George put up. I'm sitting in front of the computer screen, so I'm live on the air. So there you go. So I'm bringing you right into the studio and newsroom, and or we have race car room, too, here at the Auto World Plaza, live from Boise, Idaho. It's time for a little trivia. Oh, yeah, before the garage door rolls down. Oh, 1981. Germany's BMW introduces a new onboard computer that tells the driver when the car needs to be serviced. In 10 years, nearly every non-economical car will have a computer chip to control and monitor its systems. Well, thank you, BMW. I don't have to worry about it anymore. Wasn't that the truth? That was back in 1981. That was a good year. Thinking about I'm a grandpa now and when my kids were born and et cetera and all that. And when I graduate, see, it just takes you back in time, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Hey, let's get back to the chemicals. There's a few chemicals. Number one spot I really love because you're going to need it. Each and every one of you in your auto world, in your carport, in your garage, and your underneath the sink cabinet, wherever you want to do it. Another little auto world tip. If you don't really want that stuff, you don't have a garage or whatever, even if you do have a garage, you could get a big plastic Tupperware box with a lid on it and put these things in there. Put the lid on it and just put it out there where you don't really want to look at it. And you're covered. And so when you do need that gunk engine bride or the PB blaster, the Zip 45NC, you got a squeaky door hinge or a squeaky door latch, you can go out there and get it. Oh, don't forget about cleaning your floor, that Zip. Well, we ended up on number six, the belt dressing. I was telling you that you can put automatic transmission fluid on a rag. Just stick a rag down the bottle of an ATF, automatic transmission fluid, and then just daub that on your belt. And so you're not overdoing it, is what I'm saying with the belt dressing spray. You're not overdoing it. Get both sides of the rag, and you're good to go on that serpentine belt. Number five, oh, yeah, the 303 Touchless Sealant. That's the brand, folks. 303 Touchless Sealant for your paint. That's right. Girls, ladies, guys, if you're putting fingernail polish on your fingers with that clear on it, well, this is a touchless sealant for your paint. Works really good. Shines it right up, keeps the acid rain from coming off. And by the way, let's stop right there until we get to number four. I want to tell you, this is not a shameless plug for brands, names, companies. This is a shameless plug for you. I want you to have these products to keep your life, your auto world going good. Okay, let's get back to number four. Do you have some brake clean spray? No, you don't? Well, you do now. And with brake clean spray, you can get noisy brakes. You can do your own fix, folks. Your new cars have these wheels on them that it won't take the chrome, the matting, nothing off your wheel. You can just take that little red needle, put it in the brake clean can, and spray through the hole right there where the caliper is, and you're not going to hurt anything. All you're going to do is basically give the brake pads a shower, causing your brake squeal to go away. Don't worry about the brand, what the brand to buy. Just go to the parts store and buy their brand. It's cheaper. So if you're at AutoZone, buy AutoZone brand. If you're at O'Reilly's, buy their brand. Pep Boys, buy their brand. Advanced Auto Parts, see, et cetera, buy their brand. It works. Oh, I want my tires looking good. And also, hot rodders, us antique cars have these old tires on our cars that are just sitting around. You want to make your tires last longer, not only on the old cars, but also make them look good, and also on your new cars. Tires, sidewall coverage, Endurance from Meguiar's. Buy the Endurance. You can buy it in the shiny, make them look real shiny, like plastic almost, for the sidewall, and or you can buy the dry side, the dry style, or the natural look. Endurance. I love it. In fact, that's some of the goodies I send out to you as emailers, emailing me as gifts, is some of that product. Also, now number two. Oh, yeah. Windshield Rain-X. It's called Rain-X Shield. It's in a yellow bottle. Yellow bottle. Look for it. It's Rain-X, R-A-I-N-X, Rain-X Shield. Now, why I'm bringing this up, because you need this all the time. Why? Is your wiper blades rubber? Yes, they are. Do they squeak sometimes? Yes, they do. Well, how am I going to fix that right now? I'm fixing it for you. Well, a couple things about the Rain-X Shield. Not only it's a repellent, a rain repellent, believe it or not. And so if it's not raining, you still have moisture in the winter, don't you? Scottsdale folks that are listening, Phoenix folks that are listening, Florida folks. Oh, it's raining down in Florida quite a bit, so you really do need this Rain-X Shield. It's a yellow bottle, and I want you to spray it on there about 3-4 times. You spray, you wipe, you know, that type of thing. You're putting more and more coats on there each time you spray and you wipe, and you use a nice, dry, terry cloth towel. What that does is put a shield on the glass, causing the rain to repel, period. But the best part, don't forget to spray the wiper blades. I want you to spray the wiper blades, the rubber themselves. That'll eliminate your squeal and your squall when you turn the wipers on. I guarantee it here on Auto World. I really do. I will guarantee you that. Spray the rubber, spray the windshield. That's Windshield Rain-X. Now let's get to the number one spot for the word under chemicals in our garages, our carports, and underneath the kitchen sink. Chemicals.
Ugh.
Yeah, but this day on Auto World, it's a good thing. Do you use them? You're going to now. Number one, slot batteries. You got to have your batteries start your car, your truck, don't you? You do. Have you ever even thought about corrosion on those battery terminals, especially those side post battery terminals on the General Motors products that you can't even get to? They loosen up and then your car won't start. AAA comes out and dumps it and you didn't have to do anything except just tighten the thing up and get rid of all the corrosion, all the dirty goo and the corrosion, the fuzz, the white fuzz, the mayonnaise on your battery terminals. Here's the product. Linux. L-Y-N-X. Linux. Look for Linux. It's a battery cleaner in an aerosol can. You spray that on there. And by the way, I want you to get a big towel. Because when you spray, what's it do coming out of that can? It's aerosol pressure. It sprays all over the place. It hits the battery terminal that you're pointing, but it doesn't hurt anything, and it doesn't hurt paint, but still. Why spend the time wiping off a paint job when your Linux battery cleaner was overspray got all over everything? So just kind of put a towel down where you don't want that stuff to hit. Spray it right on that terminal, folks. Top post, side post, back post, bottom post, whatever post on the battery. Spray the thing. Once that white Looks like, believe it or not, baking soda. Oh, you old people out there like me, old folks know that, you know, you can put baking soda in water, stir it around, pour it on your battery post. Yeah, but guess what? Remember the days when you looked down on your driveway with the baking soda and you saw the big rust spot? It ruined your concrete. Linux, L-Y-N-X battery cleaner doesn't do that. After that white stuff goes away, it just kind of evaporates, cleans your post, and don't need to touch a thing. Then you buy the Linux, L-Y-N-X coater. It's red. It looks like, fingernail polish. And you spray that on that post. And what that does is put like a red type of wax on those posts, causing no corrosion to ever grow back again. That's what I do right in the greasy garage in the museum of my cars. So when I decide to go drive one, guess what? I have no corrosion. It starts each and every time. Thank you, Linux, for being number one spot on the chemicals list today. And again, a little Auto World tip for the third hour, put automatic transmission fluid on a rag, just damp it, you know, just grab your belt, serpentine belt or V-belt, don't drench it, but just grab it with a rag that's wet, make sure you have a rubber glove on, you know, so your hand doesn't get all ATF'd, that's automatic transmission fluid up, you know, I don't want any oil on your hand, good, thank you. Well, it looks like the garage door's going down on third hour here on Auto World this week. Good to have you along. Appreciate that. Everybody, drive safe. Absolutely. Absolutely drive safe. Make sure you do 10 and 2. I want to thank everybody that helps me put the each and every hour on of Auto World each and every week. Of course, Axelrod Alex, producer of the show. Thank you. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He keeps me wired throughout the whole entire show, especially that neon light. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager, always keeping the wheels tight on this wagon. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. Oh, yeah. Who else but my customer care expert? Who cares, Willie? A PR director, Bobby Biesser. Drive safe. Motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.